The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, November 9th. We're talking about President-elect Biden already planning for his first few days in office and why President Trump still says the race is not over yet. And we're explaining the results process from here. Plus, fans mourn the death of an iconic game show host. Tesla makes good on an April Fool's Day joke. And Starbucks holiday cups are back with a new slogan. Welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Results from the presidential election are still coming in 2 days after a winner was called. As we told you Saturday, every major news outlet like the AP, New York Times, CNN, Fox News, and more named Joe Biden the winner of the presidency since he crossed the threshold of 270 electoral college votes over the weekend. Since then, Biden's lead has only grown. As of this morning, Biden has 290 electoral votes compared to Trump's 214. 3 states still have not been called, though: Alaska, North Carolina, and Georgia. And Georgia is planning a recount. But at this point, even if Trump wins all three of those, he will not be able to get the needed 270 electoral votes. So with that, President-elect Biden claimed victory. He and his vice president-elect Kamala Harris gave victory speeches Saturday night. Harris kicked things off saying, quote, "While I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last, because every little girl watching tonight sees that this is a country of possibilities." Then Biden took the stage. Above all, Biden stressed the need for unity. Specifically, he said, "To make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents like our enemies. They are not our enemies. They are Americans." Here in the U.S., former presidents Carter, Clinton, Bush, and Obama all congratulated Biden and Harris on a win. Biden also heard from the leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Ukraine, and Pakistan. Even those who had close personal ties with President Trump reached out to Biden, like Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Well, President Trump has made one thing clear. He does not plan to concede this presidential race anytime soon. And to be clear, conceding is not required by law. It doesn't have to happen, even though it usually does. But Trump wrote in a statement, quote, "This election is far from over." The president also tweeted that he actually won and that the election was stolen from him with voter fraud. So far, he has not provided evidence, so Twitter flagged all those tweets, calling them disputed. Now, some Trump advisors tell Axios they're planning post-election rallies to help Trump spread his message and cast doubt on the outcome of the election. The Trump campaign is also exploring legal options. His lawyers have said the team will file 4 to 5 lawsuits over alleged voter fraud in battleground states by the end of this week. Reaction among Republicans has been mixed. A few well-known Republicans, like Senators Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski, have already congratulated Biden. Others, like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are mostly staying quiet. And then Trump has outspoken support among a few top Republicans, like Senator Lindsey Graham, who said on Fox News yesterday, quote, "Do not concede, Mr. President. Fight hard." There's also Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. He said, quote, "Networks don't get to decide elections. Courts do." And to that last point, we think it's important to help explain how the results process works now and in the past. News agencies like the Associated Press, Fox News, and CNN have decision desks. Their hired experts look at what votes have been counted on a state-by-state basis and announce a call when they think the trailing candidate has run out of ways to add enough votes to win. Again, this happens every election year before the votes are all certified, so the American people know the winner sooner, and so the winning candidate's transition team can start preparing for their upcoming term in office. For example, 4 years ago, when Trump made his victory speech and Hillary Clinton conceded, that was also based on news agencies making the call. All the votes had not been counted or certified then either. And this year, at least so far, experts say the lawsuits and recounts are unlikely to change the outcome. So what happens next in the process? Well, typically just formalities, although perhaps this year it'll mean more. States must finalize the results by December 8th. Congress officially counts the electoral votes in a joint session on January 6th. Then the next president is sworn in on January 20th. Of course, we'll keep you updated about Trump's lawsuits and whether there's any new evidence to tell you about. Well, for now, President-elect Biden is focusing on his top priorities that he says he'll start acting on as soon as he's sworn into office. The Washington Post reports Biden is already planning to quickly sign a series of executive orders to reverse some Trump-era policies. Those close to his campaign told the Post Biden will rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. He will repeal the ban on almost all travel from some Muslim-majority countries. He'll reinstate the program allowing so-called Dreamers, who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children, to remain in the country. And he will reverse President Trump's withdrawal from the World Health Organization. Also, Biden has already set up his own coronavirus task force. The AP says the Biden transition team is hoping to have access to key agencies in the current administration soon so they know what work is already in progress on the pandemic, and it'll help them prepare. But White House officials so far have not said whether they'll cooperate with Biden's team on the review, so to be continued. The White House is dealing with a fresh wave of coronavirus infections. The Trump administration confirmed that Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and five other Trump aides tested positive last week. Of course, those diagnoses come about a month after President Trump, members of the Trump family, and at least 30 others close to the president also tested positive for COVID-19. They're not alone either. The rest of the country continues to break records for the number of new COVID-19 infections each day. The U.S. reported more than 100,000 new cases every day for the last 5 days. The advice from doctors has pretty much stayed the same in recent months. Until a vaccine is available, they say the best we can do is continue with social distancing, mask wearing, and hand washing. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, let's take a short break to thank our sponsor today. If you haven't done this yet, it is time for you to get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. First, I love that you can skip extra trips to the grocery store and all the stressful planning to figure out what's for dinner. Instead, HelloFresh offers convenient, no-contact delivery to your doorstep for easy at-home cooking. And the recipes are super simple to follow. And that is coming from someone who has not always been great in the kitchen. Plus, you get fantastic meals in the end. In fact, HelloFresh offers more than 20 chef-crafted delicious options every week to help you break out of your recipe rut, try new things, and make any night feel special without a lot of time or effort. My husband and I made tasty sweet potato fajitas with pepper jack and pickled jalapeno and lime sour cream. We were so impressed. Go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy90 and use that code newsworthy90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy90 and use that code newsworthy90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. All right, now back to the news. Tropical Storm Ida made landfall in the middle of the Florida Keys overnight. The southern part of the Sunshine State is now dealing with strong winds and heavy rain. Dangerous flooding is possible today, too, since up to a foot of rain is likely in some areas today. Already, Ida is responsible for dozens of deaths in Central America. It first struck last week as a devastating Category 4 hurricane there. Now, even though the storm has been downgraded, it could still do damage in Florida. The state's governor, Ron DeSantis, declared a state of emergency for 8 Florida counties, including Miami-Dade and Palm Beach. Today, fans continue to remember longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, who died over the weekend. The 80-year-old passed away at his home early yesterday morning after a nearly 2-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Trebek hosted Jeopardy for 37 seasons and won 7 Emmys along the way. He played a pivotal role in making the game show one of the most popular and long-lasting programs in TV history. It was March of last year when Trebek announced on the game show that he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The prognosis for that kind of illness is not good, but Trebek continued to host new episodes in between getting treatments. Tributes are now pouring in. For example, Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak tweeted about Trebek, saying, "I was honored to be a friend and a part of his professional family for all these years." Record-holding Jeopardy contestant Ken Jennings tweeted that he was thinking of Trebek's family and his Jeopardy family that, quote, included millions of us. It's still not clear who will host Jeopardy starting next year, but episodes recorded before he died will air through the end of December. The Las Vegas Raiders were fined again for breaking the NFL's COVID-19 rules. ESPN reports the NFL ordered the team to pay $500,000 as punishment, and the Raiders have now lost their 6th-round draft pick next year. The new penalties are because of, quote, brazen and repeated violations of COVID-19 protocols. Remember, the Raiders were already fined earlier in the season for things like not wearing masks properly, and the NFL says they keep breaking the rules. Between the old fines and the new ones, the team has racked up more than $1 million in penalties. Tesla tequila? Yes, the electric automaker is branching out and has now launched its own brand of tequila. Tesla Tequila comes in a hand-blown, lightning-shaped bottle. This actually started as an April Fool's Day joke. CEO Elon Musk first tweeted out a photo of Tesla Tequila on April 1st, 2018. Then in October of that year, the company officially filed an application to trademark the name. And last week, it really came out for $250 a bottle, and it already sold out. No word yet on when or if people will be able to buy it again. Tesla's website just says it's temporarily out of stock. It's that time of year again. The biggest coffee chain in the world rolled out its festive holiday cups. This year, there are four designs from Starbucks. All of them feature the traditional red and green colors, and two of the cups say, "Carry the Merry." The company says the slogan is a reminder for people to be messengers of joy. Of course, along with the festive cups, Starbucks launched its holiday drink lineup as well. Competitors like Dunkin' also brought back their winter seasonal drinks last week. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. And today we're talking about how the latest pandemic buy is not a cheap one. It's actually a long-term commitment that Americans all over the country are signing up for. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor today. Thanksgiving is coming up, and I always love to enjoy the traditional foods, but even more importantly are the memories made each holiday. So this year, today's sponsor, ButcherBox, is giving you something extra to be grateful for. Get all the meat you need for the holiday and beyond delivered right to your door. It's one less trip to the grocery store, and it's a better, more affordable selection of meat as well. And we're not just talking about any meat here. I love ButcherBox because you're getting only high-quality meat that never has antibiotics or added hormones. You get options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and much more. I used to struggle finding really good meat and knowing what's in it, so ButcherBox just takes the guesswork out of all of that and makes it so easy. I know everything they send me is the way meat should be. And get this, right now, ButcherBox is offering new members a turkey for free in their first box. That's an entire turkey for free in your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's butcherbox.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to our Money Monday. Pickup trucks are in high demand these days. In fact, they're so popular, some people are willing to travel across the country to buy one. For example, one dealer in Missouri told CNBC he's sold pickups to people in North Carolina, Texas, and Washington, and he's seeing buyers from afar just about every month. So what's behind this? Well, there are a few things. First, the coronavirus pandemic previously shut down factories, jamming up the supply of new vehicles. So people are fighting over used ones instead. Plus, people are avoiding public transportation, so they need their own rides. And buyers say pickups make sense. The Detroit Free Press says that's because people are doing more home improvement projects right now, so they need a truck that can haul bulky stuff. And since people are not traveling on planes as much, they can take trucks on fun adventures in the outdoors. You might remember we've talked about the increase in RV sales as well. TBD if the used truck trend stays strong after the pandemic, but if so, you might see more and more electric pickups on the road. Surveys show younger buyers are more interested in electric vehicles, and Car Guru says about 40% plan to make the shift in the next 10 years. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We will be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.